Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
South Central Alaska is in a drought due to the lack of rain, which has caused the widespread wildland fires that are blazing across the state of Alaska. Hot and dry conditions have been seen as the normal weather pattern for nearly every day since May. For the month of June, the state of Alaska has been the driest the weather's been on record. Additionally, the state has already burned over 2 million acres, considered the eighth largest fire season since 1950 in terms of area burned, according to the National Weather Service in Anchorage. Pam Zatanik, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage, tells KSRM.
There has been, a little bit of rain here and there in different places, but what happened was we had a big dome of high pressure, and that was keeping most of the rain out of the area. And we ended up going into moderate drought a couple of weeks ago, and it's definitely been pretty intense, especially for Southwest Alaska. And as far as the records go back, it's actually the driest May and June for this year since we have records.
Zatanik discusses if there's going to be any relief in sight for this weather.
As far as what the models are showing, we're actually going to start trending wetter. We're expecting temperatures to cool down within the next week, and we're expecting more storms to come in off of the Pacific and then also down from the Arctic. So we do see some relief in sight, but as of today, we are still in planning level 5.
She says that the 2022 wildfire season is especially unique in that it began with the manifest of drought-like conditions in Southwest Alaska. Normally, they begin in interior Alaska. The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution which amends the facility management agreement for winter services provided by Red Line Sports at the Kenai Multipurpose Facility. The facility's current winter ice contract with Red Line Sports runs from November 2020 through March 2023. Under the agreement, no services may be provided by the contractor between the months of April through September. City Manager Paul Ostrander tells the Kenai City Council,
"The reason that we're extending this contract by essentially what is 2 months is because when we originally said that we were not going to have summer ice at the facility this summer, and also Soldotna was not going to have summer ice for the facility. KPHA, the local youth hockey organization, came to us and requested that we get ice in the facility by August 1st, which would allow their comp teams to get on the ice at the same time as they usually do, and at the same time that the comp teams from other parts of the state get on the ice. So at that time, we sat down and I talked to Mr. Curtin, and he felt that he could get the necessary work done in time to get ice in August. So we told KPHA that we'd commit to doing that.
Due to maintenance work at both the Soldotna Sports Center and the Kenai Multipurpose Facility over the summer, both facilities were closed to the public, which has impacted local sporting programs as well as community members who use the facilities. The additional time to be added to the current agreement would allow users back into the facility prior to winter to provide needed ice for local youth competitive hockey programs. And to offset the additional cost of the amendment to the city, the ice rink users have committed to a minimum number of hours of facility rental. Brad Walker, Parks and Rec Director, writes that the amendment changes the contract amount from $45,000 to $55,000. Summer ice is expected by the 1st of August. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.